Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
That's me. Favourite Essex boy. Welcome back, joined in the studio now live by rapper Skilf. Hi.
Hello.
How you going?
All good, all good.
Welcome to the show. Great name, Skilf.
Thank you.
Let's tackle the name first, because where did that come about?
Well, my original name when I started out, it was Skilful G, because everyone was like Lethal B, Aussie B, whatever. So my real name is Greg, so it's pretty straightforward. And then a few years later, just decided to abbreviate it, make it a bit more, I don't know, current.
Yeah, Skilf's pretty good, Greg. Not so. Yeah, I mean, like, it'd be like a sandwich shop.
It's better than calling myself MC Greg Rose, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Lethal C. That's wicked, isn't it? Lethal C. So now, so I've got a Tony. Tony T. Tony S. Favorite Essex boy, Tony S. Yeah. Doesn't work, does it? Doesn't work. No, you're not from Essex, are you? You're a London boy.
North London. Well, originally born in Watford, then I lived in Brighton for a few years. Now I'm in North London, yeah.
North London. Yes. And of course, and you follow Spurs.
I do.
That's your football team.
The best football team to follow.
Playing later on, aren't they?
Yeah.
We're looking forward to that.
Fingers crossed.
And we were talking off air about your first time to Essex, and this is where they film all the only way is Essex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when you drive back later on, you better look. If you go down the high street, you'll see them all queuing up outside the shops and taking photos of this is where this kiss happened, and this is where they had the argument for that.
Really? It's crazy. It must be, I don't know, just, it's, like I say, it's kind of put Essex on the map, so it must be nice to have had like that kind of national, I don't know, maybe some people see it as like, obviously the show's got a certain stigma, so I can imagine some people would be happy about it, then some people a bit like, you know, it's representing us in the wrong way. I don't know.
It is a bit of a mixed bag for me. Yeah. I mean, as a DJ in the pubs and clubs, it brings people in, so it's happy for me. So some people don't like it.
Yeah,
it's a bit like Marmite, I suppose. Let's get to the music, because for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre?
Well, it's basically house, electro beats with rap vocals. I used to do more hip hop, but now it's more on a kind of dance tip.
Mm-hmm. And what made you initially want to jump into the music industry? Because it's a hard industry, to be fair.
Yeah. Well, when I started out, I just did it for a bit of a laugh. I was I just used to do lots of house parties as a garage MC. Like, all of my mates were DJs or MCs, so we just used to do it as a laugh, like, you know, make mixtapes and that. And I think then when I moved to Brighton, I just became a bit more serious about it, and, you know, realised that there was, you know, a good scene for it there, and the opportunity to play gigs and things like that. so yeah, it was, like I say, it came from just pure, like, you know, passion, just liking the music, and then I think just took it a bit more seriously as time went on.
So you was recording and performing, like you said, your garage drum and bass sets. And you done a little bit of pirate radio as well. What was that like?
It was good. I did some stuff on Freeze FM back in the day, and done a few bits and pieces here and there, but more so gigs than pirate radio. Mm-hmm. But I might be starting a new drum and bass show on Thursdays occasionally. Can't actually remember the name of the station, which is really bad.
I also remember years ago, you used to listen to it, it'd be a big shout going out to Rocking Ronnie or whatever it is. No, you know what I mean? Lethal T.
Yeah.
Shout out to you. What rap or bands influence your music as it stands?
Well, people ask me this, and I always say it off the top of my head,
and then
I always forget. So I actually,
write
in preparation, have written a few names down just to so I don't forget any. So we got Outkast, Nas, Wu-Tang, Busta Rhymes, Twista, Lyrics Born, Dub Pistols, Foreign Beggars, Dizzy Rascal, Arctic Monkeys, Bob Dylan, The Prodigy, Dynamite MC,
wow.
MC Neat, Viper.
MC Neat, DJ Luck, Outkast, yeah. Another. There's a couple of really good ones in there, and a couple of unknown ones. Unusual ones, because you've got Bob Dylan in there, and then you've got Outkast, as you say.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Pretty varied range, really.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, I hear from a young age that you were no stranger to the stage. You says here that you've done a, you was a child actor performing at theatres and even starring in a full-feature TV film.
I was hoping you weren't going to bring that one up. I don't actually know why I put that on my biography.
Well,
you've dropped me in it a little, but okay, here goes. Well, basically, I was 11 years old. I was in a film called Jim's Gift that I auditioned for, got the role. And it was a family film that was on like ITV, I think it was on one of the Sky channels. And it had, do you remember Crichton from Red Dwarf, Robert Llewellyn?
Yes, yes.
He was in it. And it was quite funny because I haven't watched it for years because it's quite embarrassing.
What's it called again?
Jim's Gift.
There you go. So Jim's Gift. If you're in front of your PC now, Google that Jim's Gift and
you won't find it anywhere. Thankfully, it's not on YouTube.
There's always
a way. It's not on any pirate sharing sites or anything like that.
Give this
like
out
that.
To my listeners. This Thank is your God. Challenge for this Sunday. Find that Jim's Gift.
But I've got a funny story actually, because what my mates did, we had a boys' weekend, and one of them managed to track down a really rare DVD on Amazon, ordered it, and they were like, and now for the grand screening of da 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 da, and then brought it out. I was like, no, I'm leaving. I can't handle this.
Yeah. Followed by Lethal Tea. This ain't cool, man. we're going to talk about your first album, but before we do that, let's just get a taste of your music. We're going to put on your first track. This is going to be a track called Shuffle. Tell us a quick bit about that.
Well, Shuffle came about, it was through my mate Dan Hills and DJ Stocks. They produced the track. They're two Leeds-based DJs, and the remix is by ADP.
Okay, let's give it a whirl. This is Skilf and Shuffle.
If you're vibing in the club, let me drop it down. If you really want the rush, let me drop it down. If you feel it's not enough, let me drop it down. Come, let me drop it down, cause you know I want it now. I can feel it within my soul. I keep on floating into space till I lose control. This crazy life I lead's gonna take its toll. So let me drop it down, come, let me drop it down. I'm a killer bee like Mister, fly like a bullet when I pull that trigger. Sicker than a villain that'll put you in a river. Make a man quiver, call me Jack the Ripper. Typically a little, I'm bigger than a T-Rex. No defects, hitting with a deep flex. Top boy, not one of the rejects. Say what you want, you can never get me vexed. Got many sides and I'm very bright in the dead of night. Reckon my aim for the light. Settle down now, bruv, where you getting right? But you got up in your head, it's dead space like a terabyte. Throw a spear in your chest like coming. Fireball, uppercut, teleport, coming. You'll get left in the dark like coming. One fell swoop. If you're vibing in the club, let me drop it down. If you really want the rush, let me drop it down. If you feel it's not enough, let me drop it down. Come, let me drop it down, cause you know I want it now. I can feel it within my soul. Still I lose control. This crazy life I lead's gonna take its toll. So let me drop it down, come, let me drop it down. I can't be like myself.
Sure. They are skillful. Riding the waves with... That was on ADP.
That was Shuffle.
Oh, sorry, Shuffle. I'm looking at the next track. Yeah. Because I was just about to say, you look like... We were just talking off air about the Vin Diesel thing. And now I'm thinking about it, it is more Vin Diesel than...
I've never heard that
Shane
before.
Ward.
No one's ever said that.
You got Janani Shane Ward music?
I can't say I do, actually.
No, I didn't think you would. He got his new album out anyway, so we got...
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, he was an X Factor boy, wasn't he?
Oh, okay.
Years ago now. Right, let's go back to the music, because you independently released your debut album.
Yes.
When you say independently, does that mean you brought it out yourself?
Yes,
it?
Yeah. Like self-released.
Original Visions was a song of the album. That's in 2008.
Uh-huh.
That's got played on One Extra, BBC, Introducing, Asian Network, Kiss FM's pretty good.
Yeah.
Shared stages, this is the bit I like, this was taken from Facebook, with the likes of Pendulum, Ghostface, Killer, Wu-Tang Clan, is that right?
Yeah.
Tim Westwood, Chipmunk, of course, Ty Cruz, Scream, Benga and Sam, and The Womp, they're the ones that done the famous song to
they're actually good friends of mine. Our dads are basically best mates from a long time ago, so yeah, I know those guys pretty well.
Big dance floor hit, wasn't it?
Bunch. Yeah.
Tell me firstly about the album and also how you come about working with such great names.
That was the first album I put out, and I think it was one of those things where I think as you get older, you get more critical and more precious over your tracks. So that album, I kind of made it and put it out quite quickly. And then, like I said, got a bit of traction, got some airplay on different stations. And then as a result of that, all the shows, all the supports for those different acts came about. And I did a lot of those shows with... a band I used to be with, Astrophysics. So we were a live hip hop act, and so yeah, we did a lot of festivals and shows around the country, and supported those artists you mentioned.
What do you make of the current hip hop scene and the rap scene? It's obviously getting bigger at the moment. So it's in the
UK.
Yeah, it's making a bit of a comeback. Yeah, more in the UK. It's already fairly big in the States, but over here, would you like to see more of it? Do you like to see more of it on the things like X Factor and some of these other programs?
Not really. I think that, you know, if you're in the hip hop grime scene, whatever, then X Factor is probably not the way to go. It's kind of a different thing, I think, and a lot of hip hop and, you know, urban acts have got more of like the kind of independent, like hustler mentality. Like, do you know what I mean? Get your tracks out, do it yourself, like create your own buzz, do you know what I mean? Create your own hype. So I don't think the two really go hand in hand. But
and what about collaborations? If you could collaborate with someone, who would you do? I know you're going to probably go back to your iPhone now and kind of go through your list of people you'd work with, but if you had a free range to work with, pull in another one of these big names, who would you go for?
If I could work with any act in the world, and probably Outkast. Yeah, I'd say if I could do a track with
Legend.
Outkast, that would be pretty immense. Yeah.
Now, your forthcoming album, it's called Second Thought.
Yeah.
It's more upbeat, dance-based than the previous releases. Second Thought is coming out. Is it already out or is it due out?
It's not out yet. It's possibly going to be out at the end of this year, possibly early next year. Just depends on the label and what their plans are, basically. That's Soir Records that are releasing it.
And Shuffle, the track we just played.
Yeah, that's going to be part of the album, yeah.
And that's going to be... Is that released or is that going to be released?
That's released, yeah.
And how do you get hold of that? Can you get all that on iTunes?
You can get that on iTunes, on Amazon, HMV Digital, all the main digital download platforms, yeah.
Okay. So... you can also catch us on YouTube as well. You've got a video for it.
Yes, I do. I've got lots of videos out and coming out on YouTube. It's youtube.com/skillf. I'm doing about a cover a month or once every 2 months. That's the other thing I do apart from my original tracks. I've just put one up a few days ago, actually, a cover of Black Widow by Iggy Azalea.
Yep.
So I just basically take the instrumental, then just do my own thing with it, like my own lyrics, and it's kind of like a cover... / remix sort of thing.
Yeah, I've been checking out the videos. They're pretty good. Obviously, you're regularly putting new tracks on there, and which is great. Do you get anything professionally produced? You do them yourself? Or?
Well, I mean, when I do an official music video for an original track, say an album track, then you know we'll put a bit more budget behind it and go a bit higher spec with the production. But the covers, because it's just a cover, and you know I'm churning them out quite quickly. I actually do most of the filming and editing myself. I might get someone to film me performing, but then I'll, you know, take all the footage and come up with the concepts and edit it myself, and then just bang it up on YouTube.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now I'm thinking for the next video, because I'm like that. I like to think ahead. I'm thinking we could put some clips of the early TV performances you've done as an 11-year-old, like with the Shane looks. Probably you'd have to put a bit of no stubble back then. You may not recognise. Did you have the same haircut, or did you have like a long ponytail or anything?
I think I had like a pudding bowl haircut or something.
So even if they see you, they may not recognise you straight away.
No.
So you could put a bit of that on there, like, you know, and then, you know, growing up, and then wrap around it with a bit of hip-hop style.
That's crazy. That's absolutely mental.
Well, we're going to go for the second song, which is the one I was talking about earlier on. This is the one with Kelly Barnes, Riding the Wave. Tell us first about who Kelly Barnes is and a little bit about the song.
Kelly Barnes is one of my friends from Brighton. She's actually Beverly Knight's backing singer. And, this track we actually went to Cavos to film the music video about 2 months ago. And I was literally riding the waves on a jet ski. We got some shots on a speedboat, and so working on the video at the moment, and it's going to be out before the end of the year. So this is Riding the Waves.
Okay.
The world is changing and I'm trying to find myself again. Keep on riding the waves until the bitter end. Illusions confusing my very point of view. There's a delicate line between the false and true. No, I won't fall asleep, and I'm not gonna rest. You see, I'm up in the clouds, starting to lose my breath.
Glide through the holding on and I'm never gonna let go. No fear when I'm stepping in the red zone. Pure energy rattling my neck bone, and I can't sleep like a killer on death row.
And I'm trying to find myself again. Keep on riding the waves until the bitter end. My delusions confusing my very point of view. There's a delicate line between the false and true. No, I won't fall asleep and I'm not gonna rest. You see, I'm up in the clouds starting to lose my breath.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Now, the first thing, I love that song, by the way. We were talking off air, nice beat. And also the rapping on it, it's fairly quick, isn't it? Yes. You rap fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Do you find that nowadays that's pretty hard to remember the words, especially being yet to look up stuff on your iPhone?
It's kind of you write, well, for me, I write a track and with the thought of how it's going to sound when it's recorded, but then when you think about, okay, how am I going to pull that off live, that can be a different thing. So I think sometimes, like, I get myself into a bit of a pickle because I write stuff that's so fast, and then I'm like, okay, now I need to work out how I'm going to do that live. But it always works out in the end. But sometimes you might need to, like, change bits around or take certain words out to allow for breathing space and things like that.
Yeah.
But yes, it's definitely trickier.
I never thought about it. It requires a lot of
rehearsal time. So yeah.
Yeah, I never thought about the breathing bit because obviously because you've got to take breath.
Yeah. But when you're in the studio, that's not a problem because obviously you can do multi takes. You can do takes that overlap each other and things like that. So, but yeah, obviously. Live is a completely different thing.
And unlike a song where you've got certain choruses, you know, if you lose your way, you know you've got a bit to coming up, then you can restart.
Yeah.
With rapping, it's slightly different. You've got, like, sometimes you've got, like, a story going on. If you lose it somewhere, you've got to suddenly try and get back. It must be really hard to jump back in.
Yeah, it's happened a couple of times at gigs where I think it's only ever happened twice where I've just, like, completely just, like, forgotten the words.
Can you ad-lib it?
Then had about four bars. It was just like, footballers miss penalties. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Everyone makes mistakes. Like, yeah. DJs fluff up mixes, but it's a horrible feeling.
Horrible, but it's all part. That's the thing about being live, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
It's easy to do it. It's easy. Otherwise, there'd be loads out there. But you can't really ad-lib at something of that speed, can you? You can't suddenly chuck a little bit in on your own, like you see them on TV.
No, you just have, if you lose your trail of where you're up to,
you're in the spotlight.
You just have to come in at, like, the next point, you know what I mean, where, like, the next four bars will start or something. So
just do some dance, you know.
Yeah, but hopefully that will never happen again.
Let's quickly talk about the writing of the music, because one of the questions I ask all the artists is how they go about writing songs or the rap or whatever it is, the lyrics. Are they drawn from things that have happened in your life? Do you do the song first and then put the rap within the song or the words?
Generally, a producer will send me a beat and I'll kind of feel out the vibe of it and, you know, what kind of subject matter will suit the mood of the music, and at that point I might think about like you say, something that's happened in my life, like a story, or just, you know, looking outside of my own head and, you know, maybe just thinking up a story or something that's happened to someone, and making it like a kind of narrative in the form of a song, I guess. Like,
do you put lyrics over other people's songs? Do people come up to you and say, like, I've got this tune, as you know, do people ask you to write lyrics for them, or is it just for yourself?
Well, that's what I want to get into, really, is songwriting for other people as well, because I do work with a lot of singers. You know, when I've got a chorus that I need for one of my tracks, then I'll work with them writing lyrics, or sometimes just write the lyrics for them and just get them to sing it. I would like to, obviously that's a completely different ball game, because I'm working on my own music, putting my own tracks out, but yeah, songwriting for other people is definitely something I'd like to get into in the near future.
You're gigging at the moment.
Yes.
Where can people catch you over the next couple of months?
My neck. Again, written it down because my memory is like a
sieve. Comes
so,
out.
Right, 1 second. So we've got the 15th of October, that's Riot Lab at the Winchester.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got a little gap actually, which will probably get filled before the new year. But then 23rd of January at Kensington Roof Gardens in London. And that's
popular music venue, that is. Fantastic.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that place. I've never actually been there or played there, so I'm looking forward to that.
You'll
one.
Enjoy
and that's,
that.
And that's with Mr. Arch and Exploder. They're also performing. Yeah.
And Mr. Archie, dude, what tune?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Have you had him in here as well? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Talented rapper.
He came down and he's tall as well.
Yeah, he's a big lad.
He's a big lad. Came in with his you know when you look, you picture a rapper in your head, he would fit, he had the cap on backwards, he had the red like basketball outfit on, big white trainers, and he had these shorts that are so long, but on him they were short, they'd come up to his knee, but if I put them on they would be like, it would cover my whole body,
like trousers.
I could have just like made a sail and gone windsurfing with them, you know what I mean? That was pretty, but he was a cool guy.
Yeah, very
lovely bloke. But so let's get to next track, because we're going to do another one, and we've got two to go through. We've got, I'll tell you, let's go with Addiction, because this is looking good. Skilf, tell us about that one.
Addiction was produced by a good friend of mine, Jim Unison. It's part of my forthcoming album, Second Thought, and it features Rachel Mosley.
Okay, here we go.
Trying to resist it, can't think, my mind is all twisted. I'm addicted, free but restricted, underground trying to climb out a big pit. And I thought I could take it or leave it, but it's clear that I blatantly need it. Am I seasick? Maybe a wee bit, but it's my life and I'll live it how I see fit. It's no secret, no deep shit, just a bit of history repeated. Gonna fight till the beast is defeated and flush it out like a bulimic. I mean it, but we all gotta live a bit. It's an itch and I gotta get rid of it. If you bottle it up, that's a bigger risk. Don't be a hypocrite, mind your own business. My guard is falling down, good vibes are all around. I'm feeling tall and proud, confident and talking loud. And now we're in the zone, got me feeling right at home. Don't care if I'm on my own, all I need is my words and a microphone.
Sometimes I feel like escaping.
Connected and I'm infected. Why the wait? I can't go to bed. This life ain't quite what I expected. Used to be safe, now I'm unprotected. No innocence or ambivalence. In the middle of quite a predicament. I should leave, but I know that I'll stay. Cause the old me's gone and I've broken away. Don't know why, but I gotta keep doing it. Keep running and keep on pursuing it. Having fun, but I wanna try ruin it. Funny how I remind me of you a bit. I'm a space cadet, looking for a place I can lay my head. Red light flashing like a laser jet. I can see many signs, but it ain't correct. Let my ways reflect all the things that I learn. Accelerate, never break or turn. Don't have a care and I ain't concerned with the false prophecies that the pages burn. Right now I can see through the mist when I'm up here at the peak of the cliffs. Feelings of bliss are as brief as a kiss. I can see the abyss, but I need to resist.
Sometimes I feel like escaping.
Still on this magic carpet vibe. got a vices. Don't let them turn into a crisis. This life is full of surprises. That's why we get high like Dionysus. Just follow your heart. It's gotta be more than a shot in the dark. Trying to find order amongst the mayhem. Zone out, let your soul awaken.
Welcome back. Love that one. Skilf. Another kind of beat for a club, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you like doing the clubs? Is that something, if you had a gig come up, is it your ideal gig more like of a club scene, or do you like to do kind of the...
Well, an ideal thing would be a music festival with, like, 50,000 people. club PA is always good. Obviously, the kind of tunes I'm making are quite club-centric, you know. It's a good place for me. We did quite a few PAs out in Cavos a couple months ago, like I mentioned before. Mm-hmm.
You teamed up with production duo John Gibbons and Amp. Tist. Yeah.
I struggled with that one as well.
And Made Colder, which received good radio play, reached top 40 in the Republic of Ireland. That's pretty cool. Tell us about that.
I was actually just on Spotify just doing a bit of research, and when you click through to related artists, you know, you might pick a track you like, and then, you know, it's quite a good way of just discovering different artists and tunes you may not have heard before. So I was just doing a bit of research, like looking for new producers to work with. I found a track that John Gibbons had done previously, and just sent him an email. I was like, really like what you do, do you want to work together? And then we started working on this track. I flew over to Ireland to film the music video. They've got quite a big following in Ireland, and they get a lot of radio support. When I was out there filming the video, I heard it come. We were just driving around, and I heard it come on the radio two or three times. It was just like, that's pretty crazy. Just as a result of that, got a load of sales in and got into the top 40. Apparently, a load of the sales they got didn't count for whatever reason. There was some mix up. But apparently it should have been higher. Mm-hmm. But I think they got stitched up a bit, basically. But
must be a bit of a buzz though when your song comes on the radio and you.
It's a great feeling. Yeah.
You start to do that like that advert with the certain money supermarket. That like there is other ones around where he leans out the window. We've got no car.
Turn
it up. Do that to your own song. Are you unsigned at the moment, or are you signed?
No, I've got a couple of record labels that I'm putting out different tracks to. Swire Records is the main one who've been mm-hmm. putting out my album. And I'm also with Rockstar Recordings, who I'm doing a few features and a few different releases with.
Okay. Right, let's get to the Cavos thing, because you recently returned from Cavos, which is Corfu, after filming the music video, which you just said, Riding for the Waves, starring in a... It's a new reality TV documentary-style TV show. It's called Rise of a Label.
Yeah.
I've been reading up about it. It sounds good. It follows the lives of... correct me if I'm wrong, if it's taken off your page, so you never know. of artists, managers and promoters, bringing up front footage of what really goes down. The pilot of the show is scheduled for early next year, 2015. Features yourself and performances from Snobs Club, is that right?
Street
Party.
That's right.
Bamboo Club, Ministry of Sound, Event. I also hear, as you said, we've got some other guests in it. Mila Falls,
yeah.
And Mr. Arch.
Yes.
Sounds pretty cool. Tell us a little bit more about how that come about.
Well, it was actually through the label that I mentioned, Swire Records. That's because they're branching out as well as doing music. They're doing a lot of TV stuff as well. We went out there with two purposes: to film the video for Riding the Waves and to film this documentary. So yeah, it's quite. There is actually a trailer up on YouTube at the moment. If you search Rise of a Label, put Rise of a Label into YouTube, you'll see it's like a 3-minute trailer, and it's quite tongue in cheek. It's very. You'll see. I'm not going to say anymore, but it's quite funny. But the trailer is to hook people in with a lot of
just pure humour, basically. But the documentary itself is going to have some more kind of substance and a bit more about the artist. I'm literally on the trailer for about 30 seconds or something. So
still pretty good, though. I mean, if you make it to the big time.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I mean, at the stage we're at, we've submitted it to a couple of TV stations, and if they bite, basically, then they'll get a budget to do a series. Mm. So fingers crossed that happen, because that could be a big game changer.
Absolutely fantastic. Definitely. And as with Ant and Dec, and when they've done the Biker Grove, and people be watching the little video clips of them when they was kids, they can always go and Google you and find your video clip when you were 11, and they say, oh, that's the bloke off that new program. Look,
you're not going to let me live this one down, are you?
What? No, never. Well, if I do find it, we'll definitely put a link to it on the page. So,
great.
Now, Facebook, having a following is important. You have Twitter and Facebook.
Yes,
and you've got your own website. Tell us that, so people can have a
So, yeah, if you just go to skillf.co.uk, you can find all my SoundCloud, Twitter, Instagram links, etc. And also, if you sign up to the mailing list, I'm giving away 5 free tracks. So you just need to go to the homepage, you see the little box on the top right side, just put in your name and email address, and you get emailed 5 tracks for free.
Okay. And we're going to end with your last song, which is Audio Heed, featuring yourself and Bad Man Master.
The tune's just called Bad Man. Yeah, it's produced by Audio Heed, and this is out now on Rockstar Recording, so it's available on, again, all the digital download platforms, apart from iTunes for some reason, but it's on Amazon, HMV, Juno, TuneCore, all of them ones, so...
Okay, we'll be looking at that in a sec. What's the plan for the rest of the year for you?
Well, just to keep releasing my cover videos, we're going to be doing a video for this tune for Bad Man. Also, Riding the Waves will be out towards the end of the year. And just preparing for the release of my album, really. Hopefully, get some more shows in between now and the new year.
We look forward to having the album come out. Looking forward to listening to it. Loving the music so far.
Thank you.
Skillf, has been a pleasure having you on the show.
Likewise.
Really enjoyed it. And this is your track at the moment. This is Audio Heed, Bad Man.
Na 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 na. La 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 la. Na 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 na. La 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 la. Never understanding why they wanna begrudge me. Fronting like they hate him, but they hate that they love me. People them below me acting like they're above me. Call me chuckling like my name was Muttley. I'm a giant. When I'm up in the cup, said I'm a giant. Keep running them up, I'm a giant. Still running them up. And if you wanna try your luck, I'll leave you stuck in the mud.
Man a bad man, man a wicked man. 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 Man a bad man, man a bad man, man a bad man. Hey bad boy, there's some bad boy tune.
Never form a coalition. Ignore the superstition. Don't believe in no religion. Making my own decision. Always the most I give them. You can't reverse my intuition. You can't cloak my vision. Spitting flames in a rage and it's fatal. Poison in my brain. Might be Cain, but I'm able. See it in my face. I'm insane, but I'm stable. And I'm the hand that be shaking your cradle. I know I got a point to prove. When I step to the mic and destroy the booth. Don't give a shit by the boys in blue. If you wanna stop me, better join the queue. I'm a cannibal, animal, wild and irrational. And I miss it with your head like Hannibal. When I come and ignite the whole capital. MC's wanna leave like sabbatical.
Never understanding why they wanna begrudge me. Funny like they hate him, but they hate that they love me. People them below me acting like they're above me. Call me chuckling like my name was Muttley. I'm a giant. When I'm up in the cup, said I'm a giant. Keep running them up, I'm a giant. Still running them up. And if you wanna try your luck, I'll leave you stuck in the mud.
Man a bad man, man a wicked man. Man a bad man, man a wicked man. Man a bad man, man a bad man. Man a bad man, man a bad man. Man a bad man, man a bad man. Hey bad boy, there's some bad boy.
I'll rise above it, ignore all the drama. Muppets get pushed in the lava. Crush them and cause a disaster. Witness the forces of karma. Zap them, attack them and slap them. Hop on the back.
running, I'm a giant. Keep running them up, I'm a giant. Still running them up. And if you wanna try your luck, I'll leave you stuck in the mud.
Man, a bad man, man, a wicked man. 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 Man, a bad man, man, man.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.